Hi guys,
and welcome to Sisters in a City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili.
So before we even start the episode, we have a huge announcement.
Well, say Happy New Year.
All right, say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We've said Happy New Year like fucking twice.
Did we?
Said it in our Patreon episode, and we said it in our normal episode.
Did we?
Enough, man. I'm sick of Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, mate, I didn't even feel New Year's. Honestly, I will get into that after.
We have a huge announcement.
Huge.
So we are going to start doing a Patreon episode every single week. So it's not going to be once every other week anymore.
Not two a month anymore.
One every week. That's four a month.
Yeah.
So every single Thursday, you will get an extra episode from us. So every Tuesday, every Thursday.
So Tuesday normal episodes, Thursday Patreon episodes,
Tuesday
normal
week, Tuesday, a week, Thursday.
That's eight
Tuesday,
a month.
Thursday.
That's a lot.
But I'm really excited about it. And we owe it actually to the besties that subscribed up until now, because we were waiting to hit a certain amount of subscribers and we got there. So now we can start doing more.
Exactly.
You're just going to be sick of us, but basically, right?
Yeah, it's going to be so... I don't even know what the fuck we're going to talk about. But you know what I mean? We never run out of shit to talk about.
Yeah, literally, we never do.
So we've finally got to the point where we can deliver.
Deliver.
One Patreon episode a week. And
literally,
I'm really excited.
Every Tuesday, every Thursday.
I know.
That's going to be a lot from us. And I hope you guys are happy. Basically, that
and
was a big announcement.
People on Patreon can vote or send in like their... First, we'll be prioritised the dilemmas. And second of all, we're going to start putting up topics for you to vote on Patreon again. So you can decide what you want to hear.
Next. Exactly. We kind of got a plan anyway for the next couple months.
Yeah,
so like what topics we want to do. But like you can kind of put like pick the order of what you want next.
Yeah.
In that kind of sense. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like today, for example, we're going to be doing, you know, relationship dilemmas. But we mostly got Patreon dilemmas first. There are some also like that we got through email, but we promised them that we prioritize their dilemmas. So yeah.
If you're having some real problems in your life, you need to subscribe to Patreon and send us your dilemmas over there so we can help you with our terrible advice.
I just don't know why anyone would want our advice, honestly.
It's amazing.
It's crazy. Like our own life is like actually upside down and they want our advice.
I might just changed my Instagram bio to like clinical psychologist. You know, these days everyone like thinks they are one now, yeah?
What do you mean?
Like people don't even study psychology and actually study the human brain. They just give out advice and they're like life coach.
Yeah.
Like psychologist, relationship expert, and everyone's like someone now.
Yeah, that's true. They could just like, they probably just do like a little psychology A-level and they'll be like, psychologist.
Yes, exactly. That's just the new world we live in. Guys, really excited.
Me too. I'm really, really excited.
And we need to talk about me and my sickness. I called in sick.
Yeah, guys, she called in sick to work. So,
and it was the best thing I ever did, man.
No, so like, obviously, this episode's out on a Friday. It should have been out on Tuesday.
But thank you guys for your patience.
She was really in a bad way.
I had the influenza.
Yeah, really
is it
bad.
Called influenza, yeah. The actual word for it.
Yeah.
Oi. You know when you, I swear to God, yeah, it was the last Patreon episode. So I don't know, what was it called, Anna? See you next year, besties?
Yeah.
Okay, so see you next year, besties, yeah. I was holding it down. When I say I was holding it down, yeah, I was really unwell. And I was like, Anna, I don't feel well. Because I'm like a very much of a drama queen exaggerator. People don't take me seriously.
She's the girl that cries, the boy that cries wolf.
Yeah, and Anna's always like, and my boyfriend, Gingerbit, he's always like, my boyfriend. Everyone knows. Anyway, Gingerbit's always like, Mandy, you're such an over-exaggerator. You're so over-dramatic. But
it was bad.
I don't know where I got his reputation from, because I was like,
it's because you're always ill and you're always moaning. Like,
I have a bad immune system because I was not breastfed.
No, because you're... Like, she always blames it on that. The fact that she wasn't breastfed, she says that that's the reason.
I don't blame it on that. Mummy blames it on that. Mummy says that I have a very bad immune system because you were breastfed and I wasn't breastfed.
You were just difficult from day.
She didn't choose not to breastfeed me. I was born sick and I had salmonella and I wouldn't latch on and all these. I could only drink soy milk. It's a long story. But anyway.
She's had issues from the beginning, literally. Apparently, she was born like really fat and overweight. Then suddenly she lost loads of weight. That's actually really sad.
Yeah,
I'll joke about
I nearly died.
Yes, it's not funny.
I nearly died so many times in my life. But anyway, this one was really bad. Like, I actually thought the last time I've been this sick is when Anna nearly killed me when I got...
God, don't start that story again. We've said the story.
It was really bad. And it started off, in the morning before I came here to do that Patreon episode.
Yeah, no, but during the last Patreon episode, you were going on about it. You were like, I feel really unwell. And I was like, she is always unwell. We were speaking about it.
Yeah, were we?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, boy, from the moment I got home after our episode.
That was it. And she had like 4 days or 5 days till New Year's. How many days did you have?
I had, so we recorded that episode on...
I think you had 4 days or 5 days till New Year's Eve. 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh my God, I need to get better for New Year's Eve. We'd booked it from like way before and it was quite expensive.
For me, it was like, I just have to get ready for New Year's Eve. Like I have to get better, not ready. Like I have to get my body ready. And
she rested and like literally didn't move until for like, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And she still wasn't 100% better.
Imagine that. My temperature was like 39, like over 39 degrees. My mum was like putting cold cloths on my head, my feet. Oh my God. She was doing a madness to bring my temperature down. I was like almost going into like, you know, you're getting you're kind of hallucinating, you're losing kind of consciousness. I was like dizzy. I was disorientated. Anyway, and when I thought it was going to be a little cold, it turned into be a flu. And like, I haven't had a flu for years.
Yeah. Like, it was really, really bad.
Me, yeah. And like, it really ruined, in a way, my New Year's because I don't feel like I went into the New Year the way I wanted to go into the New Year.
She was drinking tea after 1 o'clock. She was literally drinking tea.
And so, I just kind of feel like I stumbled into 2024. Like, I coughed my way. I fell into 2024.
It was so annoying. On the way to the actual place, like, that we were going to for New Year's, Mandy, Gingerbread's other friend, Hulk, and another one of their friends, all three of them in the cab were really sick, coughing.
And the windows are all up and it's closed.
And it was like, I was like, wow, I'm actually going into the New Year's going to get sick. I'm actually going to get sick. They were like, ugh. It was just killing the vibe. I was like, it was really killing. Me and Cows were like, wow, this is such a vibe kill. Everyone's coughing and they're like, oh, we're so sick. Oh, we're so sick. I was like, wow.
Fucked.
I was like, stop at the petrol station. I need one of them alcoholic cans now.
Honestly, if I could turn my time, I wouldn't have gone out because it was like, I feel like the freezing cold air did prolong my chest tick off a little bit now. Like, I'm still suffering all night with coughing. And guys, I've tried. Everyone's DMing me. Lemon, ginger, honey. I've done all of it. Thyme, oregano. I've done everything. It's just, apparently, it just lingers. Apparently, when you've had a viral flu, you get this lingering cough and you get body aches. So I'm just dealing with it. And I'm trying to, like, boost my immune system with loads of vitamins. And honestly, one thing I've realised in the new year, Anna, nothing is more important to me than my health.
Yeah.
Because I could have 1 million subscribers. I could have, I don't know, everything in my life. But if I'm sick in bed, I can't do anything.
100%. Nothing is more important than health. Money cannot buy health. Money can buy you private healthcare, but it cannot buy you health.
There's loads of millionaires that have, unfortunately, like, died from, like, bad health. And it's just so important.
100%.
I don't want to get sick like that again.
I'm on day two of healthy living, healthy eating. And
good.
I'm feeling good about it, man. I feel energetic.
I feel positive.
I feel positive. I feel better. I feel energetic. Like, it's really good. Like, the only thing I haven't done is not gone into the gym.
Yeah, me too, because I'm too ill.
But like, for me, I'm not ill, but it's just such a... It's hard for me, but I'm going to do it.
Baby steps.
Like, first, I'm working on my diet. Like, and I mean, like, a healthy diet. Not, like, just, like, I'm not starving myself, guys. That's not healthy. I'm just being smart.
The best way to lose weight is just think about, like, healthy choices.
Vegetables and, like, loads of good nutritious...
Me, I'm thinking about my immune system. Like, so, nutritious food.
Nutritious food. Why can I not pronounce ever?
Nutritious.
Anyway, just quickly go over New Year's, like how it was as a night. She was sick.
Yeah.
We were in the car for 1 hour and we literally did not move. And on the way there, first I was like, we should have got an Uber Lux. Like, why did we not get an Uber Lux on the way? New Year's, we should roll in with style.
I was too sick to even entertain that conversation.
Wait, the car did not move.
Yeah.
So we ended up having to get out the car at Camden Town Station.
Out of all stations.
Camden Town Station.
Camden Town Station.
Running around train stations.
Oh my God, the people there were horrific. I'm sorry, Anna. It was literally... I'm sorry, Anna. It was not my vibe. At Camden Town
She's
on New Year's
joking.
Eve was absolutely fucked.
Well, London has become a big shithole.
Honestly, really scary. And then...
It's just really rough now, London.
Yeah, once I went to Caledonian Road Station, there was a man with his whole ass penis out, pissing in like the daytime. In front of everyone. Everyone was just walking past it like it's normal. That shit would be illegal in Dubai. Anyway, come on, Anna. We ended up having to get on the train.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, we're running around the train station. Literally, my foot got blister and bleeding like New Year's Eve running around the train station in my long gown. It was just so random. But anyway, overall, it was a good night. It was like, other than Mandy being sick, it was a good night. I just felt like I did end up in, at the end of the night crying my eyes out though.
Why?
Because I felt like Cowslick wasn't spending enough like time with me, because we did end up at his restaurant and he always does this whenever we go to his restaurant. He just goes off. Because always he's got his family there. He's got his dad, his uncles, whatever. And he's busy. He ends up automatically working. And I was like, it's New Year's Eve. You should have spent time with me. Like, so that was that. Other than that, though, it was a really good, fun night.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Not for me.
Yeah, because you were sick and you were drinking.
Like, after it hit 12, I actually didn't drink anymore.
Yeah.
We were there in Elize till 5 a.m., yeah? And for the last 5 hours of night, I was literally sober, just staring at everyone wrecked. And do you know, it's such a weird thing, yeah?
Yeah, I know.
And everyone's having such a great time. And I was just staring and I was just drinking tea and water and staring. And I felt so unwell. I was dying to go home, but I didn't want to ruin Gingerbeard's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So I just held it down for him.
Yeah.
But it's just such a weird thing, yeah, being sober. And I thought about people that don't drink. And I thought, how weird is it when they go out and just like everything, I don't know, is just so clear. And I feel like, oh my God. It's so nice, embarrassing though, being around. Like, I'm so self-conscious now being around people that don't drink when I'm drunk.
Because they can see things so clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Anyway, I didn't have a, I did not have a good time because I was so bored and I couldn't have fun. I was so low
on energy.
But
that's so sad though, that me and you, like, we cannot have the best time if we're sober. How sad is that?
I think sober, I probably would have if I wasn't so unwell, I maybe would have had a better time.
I don't know. Personally, I'm not going to lie. Look, I'm going to be real. I find it very difficult in certain environments to have a good time if I'm sober. And I mean places where there's like loud music, dancing, that kind of environment, like a club or somewhere really loud, like a really loud bar where you can't really talk. I can't have a good time if I'm sober.
And you just, I was thinking about like awkward things, like, you know, they smash plates. I constantly was paranoid that these plates were going to smash and like go up into my face, and I was like overthinking everything, overanalyzing every
situation.
You're
more aware. You're more aware.
Yeah, but whereas when
you're good though,
maybe when you're drunk, you're carefree.
Yeah, it's not good that we are like that because we become dependent on alcohol to have such a good time, and it's like now we can't have as much of a good time sober, and it's actually not good.
No, like,
it's something that I think we should work on.
100%. Really? Anyway, we're going to sit here talking all fucking
day. Should we start hitting your dilemmas now?
Yeah.
Let's start fixing your problems. You see, we fix your problems before we fix our own. Mm-hmm. That's how much we love you. Okay, so...
All right, hit me with them.
Right, so first one. I miss doing dilemmas.
Me too.
You guys don't want us to do dilemmas. We want to do dilemmas.
We've been doing so much more catch-ups though.
Yeah, because that's everyone... But you know what? Everyone wants catch-ups.
Yeah, but most of our catch-ups are on Patreon. But the thing is, like... I do feel bad on the people that watch our normal episodes because... Actually, I don't feel bad because we signed up to Patreon. But it's because, like, they miss out on so much of our
dramas,
life and our
dramas. Right, so first dilemma is, hey, girls, I wanted your opinion on my boyfriend and a situation we've had. So his male friend has a new girlfriend. Everything obviously great with them as they've just started dating. My boyfriend has compared me to this new girl, so naturally I'm feeling insecure. I've never met her before, but my boyfriend and his friend and her have all been out before. She's followed him on Instagram and he's followed her back. She's super pretty and my boyfriend speaks of her pretty highly, something he never does about me. I'm feeling so insecure about it and have had a major bust up with him about it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, fuck him off.
Man, you're
fuck
just...
him off, mate. Stop. This is the shit that makes me go home and start arguments with Gingerbeard. Fuck him off.
No, you can't tell her to fuck him off.
Why the fuck not? You like her so much, why don't you go fuck her?
It's his boyfriend, it's his friend's girlfriend.
Yeah, well, he's clearly wanking over her.
I mean, look, I'm not gonna lie. It is a really, really bad sign that, like, why is he bigging her up and not bigging you up?
Isn't your woman, like, supposed to be your queen?
Yeah. Isn't that the thing? Like, your boyfriend is meant to be your biggest fan.
She's meant to be your prize. She's meant to be put on a pedestal.
Yeah.
She's meant to be up there.
Listen, I don't want to hear all this shit about, like, she's really pretty.
What? And like, is that what he's saying?
No, she said... I mean, she.
Hold on. There's one thing complimenting her. Like, she cooks a lot for him. She does all his washing.
No, I think she's just said that she's really pretty. Like, she's looked on.
She said that. Him saying that is a whole nother story.
No, I don't know if he said that. Like, I can't say. He just said he speaks highly of her.
Look. Let's not be over the top. Your boyfriend can say that their friend's girlfriend's pretty. Not my boyfriend. My boyfriend's not allowed to say anyone's pretty.
No, not mine either.
Yeah, but your boyfriend, maybe that's okay. My boyfriend, everyone is fucking ugly in this world.
Yeah, like, even if it's like me. On, like, TV, let's say it's TV and Kim.
I don't care if
and it's like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's so pretty. I look over at him and he's just...
absolute fucking... And nobody wants a fucking opinion.
Mute. But he's the same with me.
Yeah.
He's the same with me.
It might sound insecure, but for me, it's just like, I already know she's pretty. I don't need you to fucking tell me. Everybody fucking knows. If you ask everybody, they already fucking know. Most people would agree on who's pretty and who's busted. 99% of the fucking people. Sorry?
Stop it, Mandy. Everyone's beautiful.
Okay, but Angelina Jolie... Okay.
Angelina Jolie.
Like Tomb Raider. Yeah. Somebody else.
And every time I watch an Angelina Jolie movie, I'm like, wow, she's so stunning. And he just keeps mute.
Yeah.
And that's how I like it. But he's also the same with me. Like, yeah. I think it's a kind of like...
How do we jump onto this?
It's a respect thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not talking about this.
I mean, most of the time, even I don't even say someone's that pretty because like, it's just me speaking to myself and like, I already know she's pretty. It's just a bit weird. Anyway, we're talking about your scummy boyfriend.
Yeah. Let's go back to him. Because he's like, he speaks highly of her. He's maybe not said she's pretty. Mm-hmm. He maybe said, oh, she does this for him. Oh, she's so nice. Yeah,
maybe she's
she's so educated. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you should be like, well, you know, Gingerbeard bought Mandy like all of this designer shit for Christmas.
And Cowslick, they did all this.
Yeah.
Or like, they're like literally booking holidays for next year from now.
He just,
not true.
Just like throws money at her. Like, you know, there's women out there that aren't doing shit.
That's what I mean. I'm like, look at Dubai Bling. Like, look at Fahad, what he's doing for Safa.
Yeah.
Like, he's like buying her a house
for
her birthday. Yeah. I don't know, for a push present.
Why don't you do the same thing to my friend's boyfriend, cock so big that she can't walk for a week after they have sex. Did you know that? Why don't you fucking start comparing him? Don't he dare compare you to anyone.
That's the best thing you could do. If he starts like going on about her, you need to start going on about someone else. That's it.
Mm.
And then I just, you know what? To be honest, the best thing you can do is just be straight up.
Like, don't compare me, bro.
Yeah, like, why are you going on about her? Like, do you not think that's a bit disrespectful?
Yeah.
Would you like it if I did that?
Yeah.
Would you?
How would you feel?
How would you?
Am I not meant to be the most important woman in your life? Hey. The most amazing woman in your life? Why don't you go find someone like her then?
If you continue to make me feel
like this,
like shit, you make me feel shit. If you continue to make me feel like shit, I am going to bounce to the next
dick, bro.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Lyrics.
I feel you. I wouldn't even entertain this conversation. I'm leaving him. If you're not going to leave him, at least cheat on him because
Mandy,
there's no point being
no,
with him.
No, stop. Look, don't you know give what? Bad advice.
That's bad advice. Don't take that advice.
That's bad advice.
I'm just angry. People I'm angry that there's women out there
that are made to feel like this.
I'm angry, man. All of you women are not thinking with your heads. You're thinking with your heart. Forget your heart. You know, I saw this video, Anna, on TikTok, and I want to play it, man. How do I play it?
What is it about?
It's about women and like in the world these days and the shit they're putting up with and the shit should not be happening.
Is it relevant to the dilemma, Mandy?
Well, it's not really, yeah, kind of. Men that don't treat you right, for example. Right. Men that don't treat you right and you stick with them.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, I'm going to play it.
Women are not supposed to fall in love with men. Because when you fall in love with men, you act stupid. You have women who are going 50-50 with men and then they still wash and cook for the men. You have women who a man called them at 10 o'clock in the night and act like they're in love with them. And after they get the kitty cat, the men leave and then they don't hear from the man again for months. And then that same man will come back again and call them at 10 o'clock and act like they love them for kitty cat and they forgive the man. You have women who give up their hopes and dreams, work to support the man, and when the man get rich and famous, the man leave them for somebody else. You have women who takes a man into their home, their house. The man don't pay any bills, right? The man just sit around, the man drive their car, eat their food, and the man treat them like shit and they accept it. You have women who the man cheat on them over and over again, and the more the man treat, the more submissive they become. You have women who financially takes care of men, give their man the money, their card, they're buying love. You have women who works for years, right? Doing everything that the man wants, being the good woman, hoping for the man to marry them. you know, waiting to have babies because the man is not ready. And then the man leave them, right? Married a woman between 6 months and then start a family. And the reason for this is because woman, you're acting out a character. You are acting unlike yourself. A woman is not supposed to fall in love with their man. They're supposed to fall in love with themselves, and then the love flow from them and the man fall in love with them. But because you're acting out a character, you end up in toxic, unhealthy relationship, codependent relationship where man treat you like bad. So woman, you are supposed to fall in love with yourself, and then what overflow from you goes to the man and the man fall in love with you. So stop acting out of character and start to act like yourself.
I'm in love with her and her accent is so sexy. Yeah, but anyway,
absolutely, do not act out of character. Stop.
But everything she said is like
on point.
Anna, you know this is actually happening in the world, yeah?
Yeah, it's really, really like on point. And what she said about like you should love yourself, and it stems from you. It flows from you. If you don't love yourself, if you're feeling insecure and you're thinking that girl's better than me, he's going to think that. Yeah. Like, it's an automatic thing. You respect yourself and love yourself so much that you're not going to have someone make you feel like that. Absolutely not. You're going to make me feel like this, I'm going to leave. But you know what's so hard about these situations, Mandy? And I'll tell you what. Like, what this woman's saying. Like, for example, with me and Cowslick, like, he was that man that was making me act out of character. And he was... He was doing like things like that, like that was making me feel bad. Like, and then he left me, and then he left me. He did all those things, and then he came back. Now he's completely got respect for me. Yeah. Like, he, like, you know, he doesn't do all those crazy stuff. So, like, what it is women always think that the person will change. Like, this guy that's cheating on me will stop cheating on me, or this guy that, like,
it's bummy or lazy and isn't providing anything, he'll pick his shit up. Or
forget the, like, the laziness and stuff. Like, I'm talking about major stuff, right, where your woman feels disrespected. Like,
yeah,
okay, like, let's
say, but I'm talking about, like, the man that's fully financially dependent on the woman. She's working and doing everything for the household, and he's not bringing anything.
Yeah.
He's bumming around all day.
Women think that men will change, and sometimes they do, because I'm not going to lie, Cowslick changed in that sense of, like, I was that girl that was messaging him and I would not hear from him from 6-7 hours.
Yeah, but that took a breakup. You had to leave, block him on everything, show him that, like, my life is so much better without you.
Yeah.
Look what I'm on, for him to change.
Yeah, that's the
so
thing.
So that takes a lot of strength.
I had respect and love for myself to be like, no, I'm not accepting this. And then he realized. If I stayed and I continued to take that shit, he probably would have never changed.
But Anna was no superwoman either. It took her a while to get to that point where it was like, actually, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Like, watch me now.
Yeah.
So you have to let it, you know, well, definitely if they're disrespecting you and you're in a toxic relationship, look at us giving this advice. I don't know. Part of me thinks I should be taking it. But if you leave, you're going to go through that miserable kind of like heartbroken kind of phase. But you need to, as soon as you can, pick yourself up and get on the road to getting over them, because the road to getting over them is the only road that leads to them actually doing a 360 and changing. Yeah.
But we might be being a little bit extreme right now, because this guy's not literally done cheated on her. He just makes her feel a bit insecure, right, and shit. He's talking about another woman highly and not talking about her like that.
Comparing her, though.
Is that enough of a reason to leave, Mandy? Like,
you know what? Even if you're not going to leave, it's always good for your guy to be fucking feeling like you might.
Yeah, obviously, that's always forever. But I just think what you need to do is just be clear. Like, you're making me feel like this. I don't want to feel like this. And then see if he changes. If he doesn't change, I don't know if you could live like this. Like, feeling like shit and insecure and being compared to another girl. Like, that's up to you. Like, I personally, for me, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's up to you. Should we go to the next dilemma?
Yeah, on to the next one. But just, guys, like, please up your standards majorly when it comes to self-respect. But you know what it is, Anna? I kind of feel like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like there's more women in the world than men. I feel like that's a problem a lot.
What do you mean?
Like, it's harder for women to find a man
because there's not enough men for women.
I definitely don't agree with that, but I know that, like, as a single woman, it's harder. It's harder to meet guys.
Well, I mean, it's getting harder and harder as we're getting older. The pool is getting smaller. All right, next dilemma. Two of my ex-boyfriends have recently become best friends. They now do everything together and they post it on Instagram just to rub it in my face. It makes me feel so uneasy.
Oh my God, this sounds like something that would happen to us.
Do you know what's happened to us? Is my ex-boyfriend and your ex-boyfriend became friends.
Oh, yeah. Which remember? One?
Do you remember the guy that was from Sweden? And then, like, I had that, my Pakistani ex-boyfriend.
Oh, and they became, yeah.
And then they started posting together on
and
Instagram.
And they started going away on holiday. They went on holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, my do remember how, God.
Like, do you remember how annoyed we got? We literally got set on. We introduced them and then they started doing like business deals together and like flying around together. Like it drove us mental.
We hate that now. We've completely changed our whole system now, me and Anna. We just date people that are friends so we don't have to go through that whole them becoming friends.
Yeah, our boyfriends were best friends so like it's easy now.
They were best friends before we met them. And our exes were also close friends before.
Yeah, so now we just stick to like...
we can chill, bro. We actually ruin relationships now. We've ruined friendships now.
Because we got so annoyed, we were like, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah.
We need to date best friends.
And now, if Anna leaves Kazakh and I leave Gingerbeard, like, when they're together, they're just always going to be reminded of me and Anna, so they can't be around each other.
But it also works against us, because if I break up with Kazakh, I'll be around Gingerbeard and it'll always remind me of Gingerbeard and remind me of Kazakh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another problem.
So that's kind of a, like...
a shitty part of it as well.
What does she do? What does she do?
Oh, there's nothing you can do, man. Yeah. You just got to grab popcorn, watch it, and just like, these, my ops are linking up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It always happens though. Ops always link up. Even if it's friends, like we have introduced so many ops. Like basically, because of us, so many like people we've fallen out with become friends.
I feel like there's organisations out there. Like I hate the Vakili sister. I hate Sisters in the City. Org. Yeah? That like start petitions behind our back. They're trying to cancel us.
They like literally know some like my... ex-boyfriend became friends with a bunch of girls that I don't talk to just because like I don't talk to them. Like that's how deep it is. Like they do it on purpose.
I just know how to find my enemies now. They're with my other enemies now. I mean what was it what Drake said? People that don't fuck with me are linking up with people that don't fuck with me just to fuck with me. That's Drake's bar.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
There you go. I think
do that to capture.
I just think avoid watching their stuff. Like, why?
Yeah.
They're irrelevant now. They're in the past. Like, let them do their thing, you know.
Oh, let me give you a clue of who they're talking about. They're talking about you.
Yeah.
You feel great.
Yeah.
There's only one reason these two would be drawn to each other. It's because they still have feelings for you. That's how I see it. I'm so self-obsessed. That's how I would narrate the whole situation. I'd be like, why would they become friends? Who even makes friends these days? Well, who has time?
Exactly. You have to go up to people, right? And say,
right.
Will you be my friend?
Right. Do you want to be friends? So your exes are such losers that they actually went up to each other and were like, do you want to be friends?
Would you? You're the one that said that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, but I'm not going to fucking do it.
What do you mean? Why did you say?
I would do it, actually, but I wouldn't do it with my ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
Do you know what? I actually think ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends are probably the best person you can be friends with.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Really?
No. I never...
No, like, let's say...
No.
If he cheats on you, like, it happens a lot where someone cheats on you and you become friends with the other woman. Ugh. Like, have you not watched The Other Woman?
Yeah, but that's just not me, man.
Oh, you just bitch about him together.
Yeah, but then what if it's like, what if she tries to make out like they had something like more deep or they had something more real or like he was a certain way with her that he wasn't with anyone else? It's going to piss me off.
True.
I'm going to be like, no, because we done this together.
And then she'll be like, well, we done this.
Yeah. And then she'll be like, well, he said to me that he wanted to have my babies. Right. He said to me that he wanted twins, motherfucker.
Yeah, true.
So it's just always going to be like a weird...
Yeah, you're right.
Do you know what I mean?
So do you know what? It's just going to cause awkwardness between them anyway. So
yeah.
Let them be. Let them... Don't watch it.
Hopefully they'll exchange stories of how you suck their dick. And then it'll get really awkward. And she'll be like, oh, well, she went real deep, bro, with me. I'm like, oh, she told me she gags too much. She can't. And then, like, it's just friendship over, finish. Honestly, friendships like this are very short-lived anyway.
All right, let's go to the next one. Okay, I found out 2 months after our wedding that my husband spent $2,000 on Babe Station whilst we were boyfriend and girlfriend. We literally just got married. If I get a divorce, that's the shortest wedding ever. But I just feel like I can't trust him anymore.
I ruined my Red Bull.
Well, technically 2 months is not the shortest wedding ever. I'm pretty sure Kim Kardashian had a shorter wedding.
Yeah.
Didn't she have like 24 hours or something?
Good for her. Divorce! If he's doing that on the first 2 months of your marriage, imagine what he's going to be doing after 2 years.
Do you listen to the fucking dilemma?
Yeah.
She found out 2 months after the wedding that he had spent $2,000 on Babe Station whilst they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's even worse! Because if they're doing that with their boyfriend and girlfriend, imagine what the fuck he's going to be doing when you're married.
Well, no, because like boyfriend, girlfriend, you might do these things, but marriage, you...
Oh, really? You think that
what do they say?
You think he's thinking, you know, I used to watch Babe Station every day when she was my girlfriend, but now she's my wife.
I have respect.
Maybe I'm going to respect her more.
Yeah.
No, bro. The guy ain't. The guy's, you know.
Well, maybe she went through his credit card and saw, like, Babe Station back then, but, like, it's not happening anymore.
I just want to know, like, if he's got money like that, he should be blowing it on you.
Yeah.
You're the babe.
For real.
And this is the station. Okay? Like, you need to be, like, getting five times that kind of shit then.
Yeah.
You better be shopping every day.
Well, Babe Station is, like, kind of cheating. I'm sorry.
Isn't it? Don't you speak to women?
Yeah. They're, like, on the call, like, hey, babe. Wank for me.
I'm sorry. Men are such creeps, man.
Stop.
They are, man. Imagine these industries would not exist if your husband didn't exist.
What does she do?
I mean, I'd cheat on him, obviously, because he's cheating.
He's not cheating now.
Well, he cheated.
He cheated before their wedding. But what's the point of starting your marriage? You're cheating. Like, that's so ridiculous.
He started it. He started, I'm going to fucking finish it. He started it, I'm going to fucking finish it.
No.
You want to talk to women, other women. Do you know what? This is why I said just be a hoe. Because you know why? That's who they want to fuck anyway. At least if they're married, they want to fuck.
No. Look, I think, that like 2 months is... Yes, it's 2 months and you're going to get a divorce, but I think that's, for me personally, a big enough reason to get a divorce.
Yeah. What are you getting out of the marriage?
Because
how much sprinkle, sprinkle does he have? This is what we need to get down to.
No. Like, the guy literally lied to her and cheated on her whilst they were in a relationship. They might have not been married, but he cheated on her whilst they were in a relationship. Okay, well, like, I don't know. That each their own, innit? Like, it depends how much you love him. If you really love him so much, then you're not going to be able to accept the fact that he's doing all that madness.
If I were you, I'd get a job at Babe Station. Next time he tunes in, it's going to be you.
Turn on the... It's a TV, innit? It's a TV.
Yes.
You'll turn on
next
the
time
TV.
Next time we turn the TV on, it's going to be you. Like, hey, baby.
Your wife here.
Yeah, your
fuck
wife.
Fuck you doing?
Fuck someone's wife. Oh, fuck someone's wife.
Okay, well, I mean, personally, for this person, like, I actually feel so bad for you because that is, like, the worst nightmare. Like, imagine marrying someone and then once you marry them, you find out that before you married them, they were a complete different person.
You don't know men.
Stop this whole man-hating thing, Mandy.
This is not man-hating. Me saying you do not know men, though. Sometimes,
I don't know,
it's better, like, don't go digging. But if you're going to go digging before you marry him, innit?
100%.
Because... Bro, I'm telling you right now, I feel like women just do not know them.
Do you know how many guys listen to our podcast, Mandy?
I don't give a shit. I'm telling you the truth. This is what I think, all right? But tell me if I'm wrong. Actually, don't tell me, because if you tell me I'm right, I'm going to start a fight with my boyfriend. So don't tell me shit. But I just think that, like, sometimes better not to go digging.
I don't agree with that. I think you should definitely have done all your digging and stuff before marriage. Because, like, ain't nobody...
you go digging with every man, you're never going to get married.
No, I mean, if I'm going to get married, I'm digging. I'm digging before I get married because that's a whole lifetime commitment and I don't want to make that with someone that's a liar. But you know, the problem is when you dig, sometimes you find stuff that it will hurt and upset you, but it's not enough of a reason to like leave. See what I mean? Like recently I found, from digging, I found Kalsic and Gingerbread bitching about me and Mandy because we'd both had arguments.
That didn't even upset me, man.
Like, and they'd like, and it really upset me the way they were like both bitching about us. And I was like, what? But technically,
that didn't upset
but me and Mandy also do it kind of like, you know, maybe.
Who else are they going to bitch to? And also, in fact, it's kind of funny and sad. They just sit there bitching about us, but they're both still stuck because they can't leave because it's so amazing.
Anyway, for this,
anyway, I don't know about it. That's a very good question, though. Should you go digging before you get married? Because I don't think so. There's a level to digging. Because I just feel like if you go digging, most of the time with men, you're going to find some creepy ass shit.
What do you mean?
It's what I believe, man. It's what I believe. Like, when I met Gingerbeard, he used to like photos of pregnant celebrities. I can't stop. And like that was out in the open. He wasn't even trying to hide that, right? But why was it always pregnant?
Like Kylie Jenner pregnant.
It was Emily Ratajkowski pregnant. And it was random other people pregnant. And then I was like, do you have a pregnancy fetish? And then it was really funny. We were actually at his family's house and it was a big family dinner thing and all his extended family come over. And I sometimes got verbal diarrhea, it's, even when I'm sober. And his cousin was there, his actual first cousin with his wife. And it's the first time I ever met them. And she's like heavily pregnant. I'm like, oh, stay away from Gingerbeard. You know, he's got a pregnancy fetish.
No, did he get annoyed?
No, but they were both like, what, really? And then I was like, oh, when I first met him, I'm only joking, when I first met him, he was liking these celebrities. And everyone laughed in the end because it was really funny. But like, anyway, going back to my point,
like you just never know.
You can never look at them the same way after that. Now, whenever I see someone pregnant, I'm like looking at Gingerbeard, like, I just look at him. Like, is
he
aroused?
Doesn't have a pregnancy fetish.
You never know. Once, I don't know. Actually, I'm not going to reveal certain things, but I might just put on some lingerie and get a fake pregnant belly and just see what happens. How does the night go?
Well, look, Babe Station's cheating. So he basically cheated on you. And like it happened. And now it's you're married and it's 2 months in. Yeah. You're fucked. I don't know. Maybe you start fresh.
I remember you were like, it's porn cheating.
Yeah, but Babe Station's like, you're literally like speaking to someone on the phone. And like she's...
Are you?
Yeah. And she's telling you what to do. Like, go slow, go fast, do this. So, I mean... Do you know what? It's up to you whether you want to start fresh and forgive, like marriage is a whole new clean slate, or you can't get over it. And if you can't get over it, then you have to...
Do you know
to...
what it is as well? Like, you should actually have a conversation with him and being like, look, being such a pervert actually isn't mentally healthy. Being able to, honestly, being such a creepy, horny perv, my love, is actually not where you want. It's not bringing you close to godly existence, a spiritual existence. You know, we are on this earth not to just indulge. We are here to have a good moral compass.
Well, maybe he's like
resist.
Said. Well, maybe he's like said, I'm sorry, and like let's start fresh. And you know, like this was before. Now I'm married to you, and I want to be good to you, and blah blah.
Be proud of who you are, and say to your husband, you married this woman, right? Mm. And if that's what you want to spend your money and your time on and you want to betray me in that way, well, then you need to be with someone like that because it's not me.
I think, look, it depends. I really think it depends. If you can get over it, then you can get over it. If you can't, then you can't. That's what I'm
getting over this, Anna.
Like some people think, mate, because it's marriage, it's a clean slate. Like it happened before marriage. You never
know. Fuck that shit.
It depends on the person. Like, personally, I can't. And I don't care if it's been 2 months or 2 days. 2 days, I'm out. It's up to you. Mm. But, like, some people might think, like, marriage is a fresh, clean slate. And, like, they might want to, like, work on their relationship and, like, you know, give it another chance. If it's eating away at you, though, every day, then, like, how are you going to move on from it? It's just, it's not easy.
It's giving you the ick.
Right, we go do one more dilemma?
Yeah.
Okay, so my boyfriend's... best friend has told me he likes me in that way. Oh. And I've never told my boyfriend about it. I'm not sure if it's the right thing to do, but I never wanted to be the reason that they fall out. What is the right thing to do, considering they've been friends since they were 3 years old and I've known them both for 10 years now?
You see what I'm trying to say? I'm so sorry, but even men with their best friends from 3 years old be betraying, bro.
Mandy, we're getting the bad stories. We're getting the dilemmas. We're not getting good stories.
This woman is in the wrong.
No, do you know what? I get so many nice messages here saying, Anna, don't think like it's all negative. Like I'm with a lovely man that does this for me. That
yeah, whatever. Actually, probably hasn't checked his subscriptions or his bank statements.
No, stop it. Recently, I got a really lovely message on Patreon and it was unbelievable. This woman that she's got like telling me, don't worry, like there are good men out there.
Yeah, actually, we do need stories like that.
Yeah, and like honestly, it was so nice to read that story, like how it changed for her because she was with someone that was bad and she was scared of leaving and then she left and she got the most amazing guy. I think she's also disabled, but he still is there for her and loves her. And it was
amazing.
Like, honestly, such a nice story.
Hard to find that kind of unconditional
love. It actually brought a tear to my eye when I read it and I was like, wow. And like there are good men that exist out there.
Look at you taking the other side for once.
Look, I do believe there are good men out there. It's just very, very small, 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 small,
small. Where do you think they are? We need to go on holiday to that island where they exist.
There's very small amount of good men out there. Mm.
Most of them are pretending to be good men. That's the problem. Anyway, with this situation, you don't want your boyfriend to fall out of his friend, but you're going to end up falling out of your boyfriend because of not telling him. Because
you could just never tell him ever.
Everything comes out in the end.
No, it doesn't.
I just think it's betrayal. It's absolute betrayal. If my boyfriend did not tell me that my friend who I grew up with tried it on with him, I would hate him.
But you wouldn't know to hate him.
But if I didn't know, bro. If I didn't know, but I knew, but I found out, but one day.
But what if you don't ever find out? You don't know.
I know. You know what? We can't think like that.
Yeah, true. I think the right thing to do is obviously tell him.
Obviously.
But she doesn't want to be the reason that they like fall out. They've been friends since they were three.
That's not a friend.
Yeah. But she's just always going to feel guilty. Like, I'm the reason. But I genuinely think that
guilty. You feel proud.
Yeah.
You revealed a snake in his back garden.
100%. I agree. Yeah.
You saved
definitely
him.
Should tell him.
If he can just attempt to steal his best friend's woman, then he wouldn't think twice about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
He could do him in business.
Anything.
Money. Anything.
Yeah. I agree. I think, like, definitely... If it's his best friend, like if it was just like an acquaintance and you just didn't want to
drama.
You didn't want
different.
The drama, then it's not worth the drama. Cool. Yeah. But if it's that guy's best friend and like he's betraying his friend like that, he has the right to know.
He
like,
has the right
that
to know.
Someone he considers so close to him is capable of that.
Yeah.
And it's your duty as his woman, as his partner to look after him.
You worded that so beautifully. It's your duty.
It is, but like as... What is partnership about? Like, what
it's
is
a partnership?
What is the point of it? Like,
I don't know. That's why I have no idea why I'm in one. Tell
it's
me.
Situations like you look out for each other.
Yeah.
You take care of each other. Mm. You know, you make each other feel good. You care. You care for each other. 100%. You love each other. You love each other. When you love someone, you're like, you've got to have their back. You've got to have their back.
How would you want to be treated?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's it, man. That's what it comes down to.
But what a scumbag he is.
Like,
do you know, there's so many
pussy out there.
Yeah. And like, why do you have to go for your best friend's pussy?
Isn't it?
Like, there's so many out there. Like, and do you know what? If I were you, I would definitely distance myself from him as well.
Yeah.
Like,
he needs to go. He needs to be exiled.
Because I don't want him to have any excuse to say to him, to his best friend at one point, be like, but she flirted with me.
Yeah, or, did you? Did you? Are there any screenshots? If there's screenshots where you're, you know, that incriminate you, then you need to take this secret to your grave.
Even if there's one screenshot.
He's going to go down and he's going to take you with him.
He's going to take you with him. That's true.
But it depends how bad is the flirting. Some flirting can just be friendly. Maybe we're just being friendly.
I don't know.
Unless it's like, if only I knew you before him or some shit, then you're finished.
Yeah.
Then you better hope he don't tell you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Anyways, guys, it feels good to be back, doesn't
it? Really good.
I've got so many dilemmas though. I always feel like,
another one.
Do you know what? I was aiming to get 8 dilemmas done, but we've only managed to do
3.
No, 4.
Four?
I think 4, yeah.
So anyway, we did good. I think we gave some great advice, some bad advice mixed in there.
Yeah.
It's
a mix
that.
Of good and bad. Like I said, these podcast episodes are not like to be taken seriously. Yeah. It's not like this is good, perfect
advice.
It's just
like the documentaries on Netflix where, you know, they're pushing you to be vegan. And at the beginning, it always says, we are not medical professionals. Please do not take this as medical advice.
Mm-hmm.
We are just here to inform and entertain.
Is that what they say? Entertain?
They say we're here to inform and entertain.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We're here
to inform and entertain.
Well, inform. This is comedy. Like, this podcast is like a lot of comedy and it's just a laugh and it's just for fun.
But we do mean some of the shit we say.
Yeah.
Some of
the stuff, like, we mean it, but like, it might not be the right thing for you.
You know what it is? Some of the things we say we do mean, but our deliverance of it is always going to be in like an exaggerated comedic kind of manner.
Yeah.
So like a lot of the bullshit we say is just there to fucking make you laugh.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely leaving the babe station guy if I were you, babes. All right.
We love you. And we will see you on Thursday for the Patreon subscribers.
Yep.
And
we're definitely going to do another relationship dilemma one. I don't know when, but we're going to do a part 2.
And we'll see you on Tuesday. You've got a shorter gap now.
Yeah.
Because Mandy's
your life is just going to be...
Sisters in a sea. All right. We love you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.